You're listening to SBS News.
In Australia, more than 290,000 people have so far been tested for COVID-19. But Professor Bruce Thompson from Swinburne University's Health Sciences School says sometimes results can be incorrect.
In some cases that we're seeing is that's up to 20% that's actually a false negative result. And so that's a bit of a problem because it might actually give someone a false sense of security. We actually really want that to be, to never happen absolutely at all. But in terms of the actual where we are with the technology, there will be a small amount of false negatives.
Drive-through testing clinics have been set up in some countries to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. Professor Thompson says it's important for the tests to be highly sensitive and accurate, but they are only one measure of the virus. He says a person may undergo a second test to double-check their result based on their likelihood of having the illness, symptoms, and depending on where the individual has travelled to.
Even though we're testing more people, we're actually now starting to see the rate of rise of people testing positive is actually decreasing. So, which is really good. So we're testing more people. We have a better understanding of what the incidence of this condition is in the community. But all our social distancing and what have you actually seems to be working.
But there has been a setback in Australia's testing efforts for coronavirus. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter expressed concern over the weekend about faulty testing kits coming from overseas, which he says could be dangerous for consumers.
I think that initially at this stage, before we can give perfect answers as to where they're coming from, how they're being imported, I can say two things. We're well aware of it. We're trying to stop it as best we can at the borders by checking, not in a routine way, but in a targeted way. But for people who have any lack of certainty about the source of a test that they might have or who are buying them online or through the post, don't do that.
The units were sent to Melbourne and Perth in March, originating from Hong Kong and China. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is warning Australians against using the kits because inaccurate results could stop people from seeking treatment or discourage self-isolation when it is necessary. The Therapeutic Goods Administration, which regulates medicines, has ruled the tests are not approved. Meanwhile, Monash University is taking a step forward in the fight against coronavirus. University researchers, together with Alfred Health, are developing technology to find out which patients are still infectious with COVID-19, as opposed to just knowing who has been infected. Monash Associate Professor Menno van Zelm says the test involves checking locals who have recovered from coronavirus, but also analysing the severity of the disease in overseas samples.
It's really to determine how the immune response is generated to the virus, but we really want to employ it to understand what is different between patients with a very mild form of disease versus severe form of disease. And it will hopefully be able to determine how long ago a patient has been exposed to the virus.
The blood test, which takes a few hours, could help develop a more nuanced response to the disease and help to detect who is likely to catch coronavirus. Professor Thompson says checking the body's reaction can be useful as a different form of testing.
So, and that's really interesting because you've actually seen the immune response. So you may not have the virus anymore because the body's killed it off, but you've actually generated what we call antibodies, and we can actually see that you've already done that, so we know you've had the virus at some point.
Under the current testing system, the Federal Health Department says doctors decide when to check suspected Australian cases. People in high-risk settings where there are two or more individuals with symptoms such as fever and respiratory issues will be tested for COVID-19. These environments can include aged care centres, remote Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and correctional facilities. Patients experiencing symptoms who may have been overseas recently, on a cruise ship, work in aged care or the health sector, live in a high-risk area, or who have come into contact with a known case will also be tested. Victorian authorities say the testing of anyone with symptoms is unmanageable, but the state is expanding testing to include unwell people over 65 or workers in close contact with the public, like teachers. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says this is an appropriate move with fewer overseas travellers returning to Australian shores.
I think this very much relates also to that local transmission component, and so that that will be part of it. Many states are also looking to increase surveillance through their fever clinics in emergency departments.
Professor Kelly says the low percentage of positive test outcomes indicates early detection and the reduced spread of COVID-19. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.